You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network.
OneOfUs.net has been your one-stop shop for all things geek for years. But there's a side to them many of you have never heard. The subscription side. Subscribe and listen to great podcasts like The Breakfast Pub, The Original Gentleman, and the Watch a Movie With Us series. Head on over to OneOfUs.net and don't forget your towel.
Make a new edition of Five and Out. I'm Wes.
I'm Steve.
And this week we have a very exciting top five for you. Steve, what is that top five?
That is right. After our couple week hiatus, we're coming back with the top action hero moves.
That is right. We got a lot of podcasts to get to. Steve has some big news. I bet you can't guess what it is, but let's get to the show. So Steve, has anything exciting happened for you in the past couple weeks? Anything at all?
Work has been, you know, the
Same. Playing video games, watching any movies?
I've been watching a lot of movies. I've been kind of trapped in the house a little bit.
What's that?
Because there's a baby inside of it.
What? Whose baby?
I don't know. It's a squatter.
Oh, God, get rid of it. She's a stowaway.
I can't. She's so cute.
Oh, she is cute.
Cobra Jones has arrived.
Yeah, she's not actually named Cobra Jones.
Although, real quick, little ditty. My daughter's name is Chloe June. Mm-hmm. So CJ remains inspired by Cobra Jones.
And how many times has anybody called her Chloe June?
I think I just said it the first couple times here. So the quick story is, I still call her Cobra Jones because the name is just vastly superior in all ways.
I still call her Cobra Jones.
All of our friends call her Cobra Jones. So the day she was born, I sent out, you know, a couple of like group texts to a bunch of people. I was like, she's here. She's, you know, 21 inches long. She's 8 pounds, 4 ounces and whatever. And my father-in-law, like a couple of people were like, congratulations. Oh, it's great. Like father-in-law goes, what's her name? Because we hadn't told anybody yet. And you and my other friend, Peter, and like another friend, right away, without hesitation, everyone just goes, Cobra Jones, Cobra Jones, Cobra Jones. So let me set the scene for you now. My father-in-law is sitting in his like basement, and he calls up to my mother-in-law and be like, she's safe. They had the baby. She's here. What'd they name her? Cobra Jones. And they sit in silence for a few minutes, and then my father-in-law goes, I'll learn to like it. And then he calls my brother-in-law the next day, and he's saying, so he's like, yeah, we're going to be up this weekend, we're going to see Cobra, and...
Oh my God!
And Mark, my brother-in-law, like, he laughs, like, yeah, okay, yeah, blah, 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 blah. And he's like, yeah, well, we're hoping Cobra this, and my brother-in-law, Mark's like, what do you think her name is? Like, her name is Cobra Jones. And Mark is like, no, it isn't. They didn't actually name her Cobra Jones, Dad. He's like, oh, good. God. Oh, thank God.
They named her Commando Jupiter. Anything is better than Cobra Jones.
So, I find that very funny, and I appreciate that happened. So.
Especially knowing your father and mother-in-law, imagining them sitting white-knuckled as they're clutching their fists.
Their first grandchild, Cobra Jones.
Oh, God, that's so funny. And I like how he kept mentioning it to your brother-in-law, Mark. It's like he kept trying to, like, get it through his head.
The more I say it, the less it'll hurt.
That's right. It'll lose all meaning, and then it'll be fine.
So yeah, man, she's about 2 weeks old, 2 weeks and a day right now.
Yeah.
And she's a good little baby for the most part, as you know, as babies can be.
I mean, she's not running around wreaking havoc yet.
Yeah, she's, the good news is she is not an Uggo baby.
That's true.
So everyone, you know, has kind of a skewed opinion, obviously, of their own child. But I'm willing to bet money no one looks at my kid and does the, oh, yeah, yeah. Like, nowhere to go but up.
Oh, God, I need to look at something different, like this abandoned shoe.
Who left this shoe here?
Oh, my God. No, you want to look at my baby? No, I want to hold this shoe.
Oh. So she may not be, you know, a Gerber baby or something, but I think she's pretty cute. And I know for sure she's not going to end up, you know, on like, thank God this isn't your baby.
What a terrible show, but I watch it every week.
God, those babies. Woo. Thank God they're not my baby.
That's right. So do you think that little Cobra Jones looks like either you or Holly yet?
Yeah, everyone, immediately the nurses were like, oh, she looks like her mother.
Are you just saying that because it's a girl?
I mean, she's got like a smaller nose like my wife does, and like the chin looks a little bit like my wife. But part of me is like, hey, you can look however the hell you want. You are a day old. you've got a lot of growing to do, kid.
That's right, you're 21 inches, 8 pounds.
Yeah, like, well, you know, if she turns out to be, you know, like 6 feet tall like her dad, or like 5'3" like her mom, like all of a sudden those similarities will become much clearer, you know?
Like, maybe, I don't know, maybe I have baby blindness. Like I have car blindness. We talked about how I can never remember any of my friends' cars. Maybe I have baby blindness because I looked at new babies, a lot of new babies over these past couple years, and I can't tell who they look like.
Yeah, to me, it's like, oh, you have, like, your mom has blue eyes, and the baby has blue eyes. Oh, you have eyes like your mother. It's like just a matching game.
Sure.
Your baby is blonde. You are blonde. Oh, it's like you.
Oh, your baby has 10 fingers. You have 10 fingers
she
as well as
she follows after her daddy.
Oh, boy.
Not her mom. Oh, 12-fingered freak.
Oh, 12-fingered Stacy over here.
Oh, God.
But her grip, I tell you what.
Tell you what, I have never had a more aggressive hand job in my life.
I'm glad he went for the hand job joke. I was hesitant, but you picked it right up.
Hey, I will always take a dry hand job joke. Never a dry hand job, but a joke, absolutely.
Oh, man, Steve, how long are we going to keep podcasting until Cobra Jones start listening?
Oh, no, I've decided to burn down the internet.
Oh,
so she can never. So she can never know.
Is that more real to you now, knowing that in 10 years, 15 years, she'll be able to go back and listen to all these podcasts?
You're
rubbing yourself right now. I don't know. Are you nervous, Steve?
No, actually, it's not more real to me now because I remember a couple of months ago when I was like, oh, my God, Wes, I just had the realization. All of my dumbassness is going to be archived on the internet for my child to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that day really did kind of shake me up a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like, I already know that part is done. So I'm like, all right, fine, whatever, just keep digging this grave, I suppose.
Are you going to try and clean yourself up a little bit, you filthy animal?
You filthy animal. Probably not.
Good.
Probably going to cut loose a little more.
Yeah, there you go.
That's it.
You're going to need to.
Yeah.
You're going to need to be all PC around your, I don't know what PC around your daughter, and I guess non-PC around here?
Yes.
Yeah, we get pretty non-PC the time.
When people find out that you're going to have a kid, it's all like, oh, well, say goodbye to sleep. That's it. You fucking asshole.
I'm like, Jesus Christ, dude.
Yeah, people are mean.
My God.
People just don't like me, I guess.
Baby. Good luck with that bullshit.
You fucking dipshit.
They give you a wedgie.
God, why?
Your father to be.
God. The thing, I like, you anticipate the, you know, like, I'm going to be up in the morning doing the changing, you know, the diaper changes and the feedings and this. The thing that, the two things that I was not really, like, I didn't tangibly know it yet was the kind of, I want, like, the grind, like, the consistency of it, it's like every
Are
two.
We talking about the movements of the baby, the bowel movements?
Yes.
Good.
That and just feeding. She's got to feed. She's got that unquenchable thirst for milk.
Oh, God.
Like every 2 hours. So it's just, and it doesn't matter if you're tired or you're doing something else or whatever. It's like 2 hours, got to go. 2 hours, here we go. There we go. It's like, it's just always going. You know, you're like, for you, you're like, all right, I should probably eat sometime in the morning around noon, and like I'm gonna eat again, and then I'll have some dinner. So mm-hmm. you're like, ah, you know what? I had lunch at 1:30, and I didn't have dinner until 8:00. It was late. So yeah, it's fine. With yeah. the kid, like, no, wrong. Feed now. Diaper now, and right now again. Yes, two. Ha ha. And as a guy who loves to like efficiency and like when I'm at work, like I want to fly through the stuff and like I know how to do this. Pop, pop, pop. So at night when it's like 2:30 and I'm in deep sleep and I wake up, I'm like, here you go. Here's a bottle. Here's your fresh diaper. Here's a burp. And we go back to bed. And that's awesome. Except when I'm like, here's a diaper. Here's your bottle. Here's your diaper change. I'm going to burp you. And you threw up on your shirt. Okay, let's put a new shirt on. Ah, shit. While I was putting the new shirt on, now you pooped in your diaper again for some reason. Okay, let's take this off and put the new diaper on, put your clothes back on, and you just burped and pooped all over your clothes again.
What are you trying to do to me?
It's like, can we just do the burps and the vomit at the same time? And if we could just do all the poop and pee at the same time, let's
every adult I know.
Come on, kid. Come on.
Get it together.
So, like, those are the things that, like, I'm like, all right, okay, I got the diaper is done. Now I can get away. What do you mean the diaper's not done? Why didn't you just pee when I had the other dirty diaper on? Consolidate.
Come on, efficiency, Cobra.
Yeah, that's, you expect to have to, you know, wake up and feed the kid, and it'd be like, she's like, yeah, you know what? I just want a little sip, but I'm going to be real hungry in 40 minutes. Like, happened to 2 hours?
I was, that answers my next question. Like, does little Cobra, does she cry every 2 hours, or
no.
Do you just feed her every 2 hours?
No, it's you can start to hear this, like, it's kind of like lip smack noise.
It's like, Cobra, that is filthy.
You disgusting little girl. That's basically her, like, looking for a nipple to suck on. You know, I tried it for years. I did not have such results where people would just throw them in my face. I would often just get myself a drink at a bar and go,
like, sir, we're going to have to ask you to leave.
Well, not until I get a nipple in this face.
Oh, boy, sir.
I'll show him a nipple.
Oh, God!
No!
Trucker Jim!
Is that 12-fingered Stacy?
Oh, no!
Yeah, another thing. There's many, many things about this, but I won't bore you with all of them. But this may be of interest to you. It has been 2 weeks of life mm-hmm. for my little daughter.
Mm-hmm.
How many movies do you think I have watched in the last 2 weeks?
I'm going to assume 2 weeks, that is 14 evenings, but you had a week off of work plus the holiday, so carry the 2, square root of that, Pythagorean theorem, negative b plus or minus the square root of...
You got it. It's right there.
Yeah. I'm going to guess 18.
God damn it, you're right.
Is it really?
Yeah, 2 of them were TV shows, but yeah, you're right, 18.
Holy, see? It always works.
The equation. That's a good equation. Ready? I'm going to hit you with them all real quick.
What's that?
Here we go. I watched Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi, Boondock Saints, Mockingjay Part 2, Whiplash, Big Trouble in Little China, Ip Man 3, The Raid Redemption Again, Hero, Terminator Genesis, X-Men Apocalypse, the first 2 episodes of Grand Tour, the episode of Jean-Claude Van Johnson, Zootopia, Hello Dolly, Harry and the Hendersons, Big, and Independence Day 2.
Wow.
That's a lot of movies, my friend.
That's a lot of kind of crappy movies. There's some good ones thrown in.
There's some real good ones, and I am also embarrassed by some of these things.
Yeah.
When I looked at these, I was like, what am I watching? What am I doing with my life?
I mean, were you really watching them, or was it just on in the background?
Some on the background. Like, Harry and the Hendersons was just kind of on. We kind of half-watched Big, but... Several of these I watched because I was just, like, rocking my baby or, you know, like, burping her or something. Because that's the thing, man. Like, you can't – because it's this 2-hour grind session, you can't go do anything. You can't, like, start cooking, a dinner or something. You can't really play a video game because you have to, like – you have to be ready to do so, like, the movies and TV, like, you just kind of sit there and you can pause it and you can do, like, that's just kind of what it is right now. We can't really leave the house, mm-hmm. can't really do much, just kind of captive there. Mm-hmm. But there's just one I want to particularly mention, because there, I mean, Empire Strikes Back is an all-time great. Whiplash is phenomenal. The Raid Redemption is fantastic. So, like, saw some, and Zootopia is actually a really good movie, too. Yeah. So, like, Mockingjay Part 2. No thanks.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Oh, okay.
We neither of us wanted to watch it. It just happened to be, it's on Amazon. We're like, look, we've done 3 of the 4.
Yeah.
Let's do this. And you, being the completionist, you know how that goes.
Oh, yeah, totally.
But the worst movie out of all of these movies.
Can I guess?
Yes.
Terminator Genisys. No, Independence Day 2.
It is not Terminator Genisys. Terminator Genisys is not horrible.
Okay.
If you go in and say, hey, whatever you want to do about your time traveling, knock yourself out. Like,
sure.
I don't care how this relates to the other stuff. That's fine. It's not as bad as, like, Terminator 3. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's not horrifyingly bad. What is horrifyingly bad is Independence Day 2.
Yeah.
Oh my fucking God. I give it a 28.
Wow.
It is horrible. I'm going to leave you with just one scene as to why it is so bad. You know the guy that plays Jeff Goldblum's dad in the original one?
Sure.
The
Randy Quaid?
The super Jewish guy.
No.
He's like, Michael, you never, like, he's whatever. It's he and
Woody Allen?
Yeah, that's him.
Okay.
That's it. Regardless. He had this, like, good relationship with his son in the first movie. He doesn't talk to his son in this movie. All they do with him is they give him 3 scenes to eventually get him into a school bus filled with children so he can drive it through the salt flats to just randomly fall into the set-up alien trap that that Jeff Goldblum has set up. And he's like, no. Who are these idiots? Who are these idiots coming in here? Why is this school bus? And he looks through binoculars. He goes, Dad? They purposely put his dad in the movie to put him in a school bus with kids to drive him into a war zone with an alien so that he has to be with his son and do, like, an escape in a school bus with kids.
Mm.
It is horrible.
Oh, boy.
Horrible. They just to get a school bus of children in a war zone. Terrible.
Wow. I wasn't going to watch it, and now you've just confirmed that I will never watch it.
Horrible.
Well, I watched a movie called Doctor Strange.
Oh, you saw it?
Yeah. Here's what I'll say. I liked it. I think I'd like it better if I watch it again.
Okay.
Doctor Strange is very different than any of the other Marvel origin stories. Now, it's cut from the same cloth, as in it's the same type of story. It hits the same almost exact beats. But Doctor Strange is a totally different superhero than we've seen in the MCU so far.
Okay.
So I was, like, trying to find my footing. But the movie moves so goddamn fast, I was never able to find my footing. It's just like, Jesus Christ, they keep throwing stuff at me before I even have a chance to process what they just threw at me. Which isn't always a bad thing, but because Doctor Strange is so fantastical, I could have used some time when like, hey guys, why don't we slow down, have a cup of coffee, and let's talk about this for a second.
Yeah.
Let's figure out what's going on here. So I really want to watch it again.
Okay.
But I liked it.
I'd
recommend it.
On the initial watch, what do you give it?
An 83.
Oh, okay.
So yeah,
solid.
It's
good. Solid.
But people are going nuts about it.
Yeah.
They're giving it, like, A-minuses and all that
okay.
stuff.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely want to see it. I'm going to now have to wait probably for Redbox.
Sure.
I think the only movie this year I will probably, in the remainder of this year, I will call in the old babysitter.
Mm-hmm.
First time ever doing that. I got to go see Rogue One. I got to see Rogue One in theater. Got to do that. That's going to be a date night for the wifey and I.
Oh, I was going to ask if by the babysitter you meant Holly.
No, Luna is going to watch Cobra Jones. And in case anyone is wondering, since you all know that I love my dog so much, she's doing awesome with Cobra Jones.
Oh, good.
They are buds already. So
good.
So anyway, thank you for bearing with some baby stuff. But that's obviously something I've been building up to now for several months, and now she's here, little Cobra Jones.
Sure. Well, speaking of babies, let's move on to something that has nothing to do with babies.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so let's move on.
How's that for a segue?
Did you like that shit, listeners? Did you miss this smooth transition? Oh, by the way, sorry we haven't been here for the last couple of weeks. Obviously, Steve has been busy with baby stuff and, of course, with the holiday as well.
Right.
It was just been crazy.
Yeah. Tis a very eventful time in the year and in our life, yeah.
Yes, so we apologize again. But without further ado, let's get to some emails from our last top five, which is our top five mere mortal villain squad.
Yeah.
And we have time to read a couple of emails, so let's get started. Our first comes from Duncan Parker Newton Games.
Duncan Parker Newton Games!
Duncan Parker Newton Games. His number five is Sniper Wolf from Metal Gear.
Right. Absolutely.
Yep, like the dude, like Wes said, I started reading his number four. Like Wes said, having a sniper is a good plan. Like Steve said, it doesn't hurt to have some diversity on your team.
Absolutely.
That's right. Need a wolf on your team.
That's right.
Yep. His number four is Simon Phoenix from Demolition Man.
That's the Sylvester. Oh, no.
No.
Sorry, we're doing villain. Oh, that's a Wesley Snipes character.
Yes. I thought it was Dennis Rodman. I might be thinking of Double Team.
You are thinking of Double Team.
Great.
Definitely Wesley Snipes.
Okay, there we go. The dude had villainy pumped directly into his brain while he was incarcerated and is definitely a man to go to if you need a lot of people dead.
Okay, and he definitely does like Dennis Rodman in that movie particularly.
Yeah, thank you. I don't know why I'm thanking you.
Thank you, Dennis Rodman.
His number three is Stringer Bell from The Wire.
Oh,
that's a good one. That is a good one.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Anything more on that, Steve?
No, I'm immediately thinking, though, like, String gets... No spoilers for The Wire, but String is not without his flaws, you know?
Is it because he's played by a British actor?
That mainly, there's just a tiny little bit underneath there. There's some British. There's some Brit.
Is occasionally British?
I don't know. I don't know if I would want. Yeah, I mean, it's a good pick.
Mm-hmm.
He's okay. Yeah,
you're slapping your foot.
I'm slapping my foot because I like it, but I just don't think I trust him enough to have him on the team.
Okay, fair enough. Well, his number two, though. I mean, you're familiar with this man, Feng Yu Sao from Kung Fu Killer.
Kung Fu Killer is on my to watch list, which I will probably watch tonight.
Oh, fair enough.
But I haven't seen it yet.
He says, Donnie Ip Man Yen is the hero of this film, which I highly recommend you check out on Netflix, but the villain is something else. Your opponents may make the mistake of underestimating him due to his appearance as having crippling injuries, but he fights multiple kung fu masters and murders them with their own style.
Awesome.
Much like Mad Dog of the Raid, this is a dude you do not want to cross.
Awesome. I like Donnie Yen. I like just good. I'm in my movie kick. I'm kind of on a kung fu variant in there as well.
I'm a little jealous because it's been so long since I've gone on a kung fu kick. I didn't mean to do it, but I'm glad it happened.
Tell you what, stay away from Ip Man 3.
Yeah?
Yeah. One, awesome.
Are we ever going to find out how to say Ip Man?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, great.
Ip Man? Ip Man.
Yep, that's it. Is number one, which I kind of love. It's Carmen Sandiego.
Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? God, why can't your number one just be Rockapella?
Come on, the biggest villains of them all.
God, come on.
They stole our hearts.
Man, it's Carmen Sandiego. I don't see what does. She's a thief, right? Is that it?
Yeah.
Is she like an art thief?
Yeah. Actually, I went away from his email. Let me read his number one. Did we ever find out where in the world she was? She's a perfect person to have on a team if you need something stolen, and she led a criminal empire of various villains. True. She had a massive bankroll from her various successful jobs and always seemed to get away. If you want to plan to get away clean, she's your lady.
Well, I also feel like your chances of getting away clean are they go through the roof if you only have, like, fifth graders pursuing you. You know what I'm saying? Like, throw a couple of real cops on the case. All of a sudden, the world shrinks for Miss San Diego, considering her house is probably in San Diego.
What? And considering now we have all these cameras everywhere,
yeah.
And she wears a bright red trench coat and hat everywhere.
And it's the only, like, she opens up her closet. All it is red jackets and
I don't know how they keep finding me.
Damn it. We have this lovely yellow.
Fuck
you. I'm Carmen Sandiego. I don't wear yellow. You plebeian.
Our next email comes from, I don't know. He didn't sign the email. I'm going to go with his Gmail name, Joachim Brack. I am murdering that name, and I apologize. All right. His number five is Matt Miller, a super hacker who was also the leader of one of the enemy gangs in Saints Row 3. He is an expert in all things cybercrime.
Yep. You know what? Not a... Could be the most effective pick in the current world that we live in. Mm-hmm. Not the most fun pick, but like this is kind of that the Simon Pegg character from your Mission Impossible. You know, you gotta have the hacker guy.
Messes
with the cameras and disables the lasers.
Ooh, like a lame-o.
And he's always a nerd, and he can never leaves the van.
Yeah. His number four is Talia al Ghul.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Highly trained in armed and unarmed combat, and she has even led the League of Assassins multiple times.
And is hot.
Well, she also has that seducing stuff down, because even the Batman couldn't turn her down.
That's right.
All right. His number three is Big Boss from Metal Gear Solid.
All right.
Oh, what?
All right.
Don't like it?
Is that? I feel like when you go with Sniper Wolf from Metal Gear, it's simple. It's
okay.
Like, hey, I'm a hot chick that's like the world's best sniper, and that's really all I got.
Okay.
And there's a little bit of like a romance with one of the guys. Once you bring Big Boss in, you bring in the whole bizarro, crazy world of Metal Gear Solid.
Well, do you want to hear his reasoning?
I'd love to.
He was a good guy in Metal Gear Solid 3, but being a good guy lasted about as long as his right eye.
Oh!
Amazing at infiltration and stealth, a dead shot with just about every weapon, and an exceptional leader who was charismatic enough to easily make enemy soldiers defect to his cause.
All good reasons.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason I wouldn't put a Big Boss on the list is because you do like one successful job, and then he'd also like bring in like all of a sudden this security guard from the bank that you just like you boosted all of a sudden is now on your team. Like, oh nice Big Boss. Jeez. Then all of a sudden Big Boss is like, I want to clone him, and we're gonna like. And then, did you know that the boss or that this bank was owned by the United States government, and the government is actually just a shell for this, and that shell is it's
God,
like,
Big
oh my
boss, can you shut up for a goddamn second?
Everything would become this giant tangled web of lunacy.
Oh,
then all of a sudden, like you'd be like, okay, well, we're gonna go rob this jewelry shop, and then and all of a sudden, like a vampire will be inside. It's like Big Boss, like yeah, he came from Russia.
It's like what? How did you? What?
You knew about this? Why didn't we get that guy? Not the fucking security guard boss,
who's already dead.
God. Boss!
When I first read that, I thought he was talking about the Big Boss Man from the WWE.
No,
he wasn't. He wasn't talking about the Big Boss Man. That would be much simpler.
Yeah.
He just walks in and body slams him and walks out.
That's it.
Well, all right.
What he lacks in complexity, he surely makes up for in his brute force.
That's right. His number two is Michael Clayton. Sometimes you have a problem that can't be fixed by just brawns or brains. Sometimes you have some problems that can only be fixed by using the law to your advantage. That's when you use Michael Clayton, a legal fixer who knows whose palms to grease and how to get dirt on just about everybody.
I would put him under the very much brains category, though.
Sure.
Yeah.
But you know.
Again, this is a very diverse group here.
I like this.
We've got the hacker. We've got the lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's good.
We got the big boss, which is everything else.
God knows.
God. And now, speaking of brains, we have number one, Moriarty.
Krang. Oh. Krang from Ninja Turtles. He is a brain.
That's right. That's all you need to know. His number one is Moriarty, or the Napoleon of crime.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I would always think that Moriarty is plotting to overthrow me.
Absolutely.
All the time.
So especially Moriarty would see that you've got Big Boss talking in your ear about God knows what. You're like, boss, fine. And Moriarty's like, this is going to be easy. Did we hold at that bank? Yeah, we got $100. Like, I thought there'd be more.
Nope.
Oh, man. Yeah. Nope. Moriarty, you mastermind.
It was their cleaning day where they move out all the money to clean where the money usually is.
Boss, like, they are, you think they're cleaning it, but all they're doing is using it to spend on an illicit war in Madagascar.
Oh, my God, Big Boss, shut up.
They're funding robots.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Who's this guy with bees? Who's Bee Master over here?
Oh, yeah, that's my buddy.
What?
Don't worry about that. I got another security guard.
What the hell is Stan gonna do?
He's good people.
All he has is a taser.
Well, he has to level up, but he'll get there.
Oh, my God.
Is he dead? He's dead. All right.
Oh, God. I was just about to train him how to walk back and forth in a fixed path and never deviate from it.
And put an exclamation point over his head.
That's right. Oh, guys, thank you so much for writing in. We always love hearing what you have to say, but we have to look forward to this week's top five. See, what is that? What is this week's top five?
This week's top five is action hero moves.
Yeah, sounds exciting.
Action hero moves.
Oh, sounds even more exciting.
So dance moves that action heroes do.
Exactly.
No, we're talking about those classic action movie things, like the action roll, you know, driving out the side of a car and rolling and popping right back up unscathed, or diving through a plate glass window and not getting torn to ribbons.
Yeah, exactly. Moves like that. Yeah. Like you said, it pretty well.
Yeah, okay.
I don't really need to add anything to that.
If you could do five moves like that just once in your life, just one time, what moves would you want to do? And now we're limiting this. No superhero stuff. So no flying. No lasers out of your eyes. No, you know what, like freezing breath, you know, something like that. Action hero human moves.
See, I didn't think of it as once in your life. I was just like, this would be really cool to have for the rest of my life.
Fine. Totally fine.
There it is.
The way that I kind of, instead of just making it a one-time kind of thing,
that would suck. Like, you dive through a plate glass window and everyone's like, ooh, do it again. Like, sorry. That was it.
That's it. You do it one more time.
Oh, God.
Call an ambulance. I imagine, like, going to, like, a hotel / like this theme park kind of thing where they allow you to do these things. Like, great. And welcome to your room. All of these windows you're able to dive through, like they're made out of, you know, whatever, like movie prop stuff, like they won't cut you. Like, so when you want to have breakfast in the morning, just run, dive through this window. It's going to be downstairs. And so, like, I imagine this world where they just allow you for like a long weekend to do all this shit that you want to do.
See, I imagined, again, just abilities that I would like to have that almost every single action movie hero has that I currently don't have.
Okay, so let me start us out here. And
well, men with babies first, I guess.
Thank you. Men and babies together first. Leave women. This was the one that we talked about a couple weeks ago that kind of inspired this whole thing. So I'm going to start simple but important. I want once – this is what I would just love to do it once in my life for real. I just want to break down a door.
Yeah?
I want to – it's simple. We kind of talked about it already, but the – imagine going to this resort thing that I've laid out.
Mm-hmm.
And like, all right, your room is going to be 233. And you walk up to and you just fucking kick your own door in. Shablam! You're like, ah, great. And then you walk in, you kind of put your bag down, and you check out the room. And by the time you turn around, there's already a new door back up on your room. So, like, there's so many classic movie moments where like, what's going on there? Hold on! Get away from the door! You know, there's... And you do the kick, or, you know, a Terminator-style guy just comes up and just, like, punches through by where the lock is and just reaches through and opens it. There's a whole bunch of different ways to break down doors.
See, Steve, that's my number four.
Okay.
That's my number four is break down doors. I also had, you know, I would like to kick open a door or bust it open with my shoulder. Like, have it, like, have it kick open, like, explode open in splinters.
Absolutely.
I also wrote, have it, like, you dive at it and then slide in like it's a surfboard.
Ooh, nice.
That's what I want.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I also very much want to have one of those, like, ramming things that like SWAT teams use sort of deal. They sit like, all right, clear, and just bring it back and wham, and the door is open. But to be true, if I could only choose one way to break down a door, I imagine standing on one side and, you know, my wife and now child on the other side, like, oh no, what? And I do a Jean-Claude Van Damme spinning heel kick.
Yeah.
And the door just explodes. Like, so cleanly. The hinges are still, like, attached, like, and, like, the doorknob falls directly down. It's basically, like, all the wood just, like, disintegrates. And I perfectly, like, catch my balance through the, like, shake, like, do the, like, shake, like, and then, like, oh, no, we were just watching this football game. I'm like, that's fine. That's why we paid the money to be here.
That's right.
So I can blow up doors.
That's why we have put the down payment. Or what's the word I'm looking for? The
deposit.
Deposit. Thank you. Man, I screwed that joke up.
Sure did.
All right. Great. Firing on all cylinders.
So my number five, I want to bust down some doors.
All right. Well, my number five, this is a passive ability, but it's an ability that I love to have. Every action hero has the ability to take multiple hits and, like, never really be bruised. Have you ever been punched in the face?
No.
I have not either. But I've heard from people who have been punched in the face, like, it fucks you up. Like, if you get hit in the right spot, you know,
sure.
Like, you need, like, dental work done, like, you jogged a tooth loose. I would be able to take hits, you know? Hit
okay.
me in the stomach as hard as you can. Boom! Like, I'm back. I'm not doubled over like a pansy.
Okay.
Like a Wesley or a Steve. No, okay. No. I'm an action hero.
All right.
Yeah.
I imagine you, so in our little resort area here, the way they, like, it's like, okay, so sir, you've been, go ahead, like, drink this concoction here, and now you'll be able to take punches for the weekend.
Yeah.
Not a problem. And then you go down to the bar, and they've got, like, hired dudes down there. It's like, oh, yeah, dude, well, fuck you. And, like, punches you, and you're like, and, like, your head doesn't even move. He just, like, punches and his hand comes down. You're like, sir, if you could please just take a step back. Like, takes a chair, tries to break it over your head. You, like, slightly bend down. Like, sir, I think you're really getting out of hand here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then you hold a door in front of him and blast it through him.
But think how many practical applications this would have in real life. How many times, like you said, people get hit with a chair or a glass bottle or a lead pipe, and they're like, ooh, ow, but then they bounce back and they kick the shit out of the attacker.
I know when I get hit with a lead pipe, I go, ooh, ow. Nothing quite expresses my feelings at the time. Quite like, ooh, ow.
But think about how many times you stub your toe or you bang your knee or your shin, you're like, ooh, ooh.
God, way to really, really take the air out of that balloon. Now, look, I really want to be able to take a punch. You know, like, stubbing my toe. You know, like, when you go to the bathroom and kind of, like, hit your foot on the bathtub, right? I mean, imagine if that didn't happen.
Just referencing everyday applications. You're not going to get in a fight every single day.
Dude.
You hold to that for the weekend.
Come on, man. We're talking action heroes.
Yeah, remember all those action hero scenes where they stub toes?
Dude, Bruce Willis is walking through broken glass in Die Hard. He's not talking about stubbing toes.
Well, that's because he's a graceful man. He doesn't stub any toes.
All right. Hey, Your new action star. Zero stubbed toes.
I'm saying you take hits from lead pipes all the way down to stubbed toes and banged knees. And scraped shins.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
You are going to be great as a child learning to rollerblade.
Yeah. Who's sometimes beaten by lead pipes.
Your super, super abusive father. Oh, Dad, I slipped. Lead pipe! It's not like cut a switch, get the belt. It's like dismantle the furnace.
Oh, man, if I knew I could take a hit, I would get in fights every weekend just to impress the ladies.
Or you would also be like, hey, ladies, don't mind me next to this bathtub. Clang! I don't feel a thing on these toes, girl.
Ooh, I hope your pants are still on. Oh, they are. And you're getting your keys. Oh.
All right. Bye.
And your coat. Okay.
Allow me to get the door for you. Shiblam! All right. Well, in significantly turning up the awesome on my on my number four, we've seen movies, we've played games. The first thing that comes to my mind for this one is Uncharted, the video game. Something like The Mummy, this happens as well, where our heroes, they're standing in the middle often of this, like, some sort of, like, found city or whatever it is, this old ancient ruins, whatever, and then they pull this one thing, and all of a sudden, the ground shakes and starts to give way, and they have to do the runaway as the ground falls away behind them. Sometimes they have to, like, swing on a vine and come back, and, like, as the whole thing behind them kind of implodes on itself, as they run and they jump and they climb, that sort of thing. I want to be able to have one of those, like, runaway moments.
Okay.
So, again, we're in our hotel area, whatever. Excuse me, I'll take a martini, please. Sir, could you sign the check here? And as soon as I slap the pen down, I was like, ka-cha-ka-cha-ka-cha-ka-cha-ka-cha-ka-cha, like, oh! You start, like, running up the stairs and some, like, tsunami comes out of the bar or something. Because there is no doubt in my mind that if I were ever in one of those situations, I would die so quickly. So quickly. I would, like, my foot would slip. I would, like, here, grab this vine. Be like, are you crazy? I can't lift myself up a vine. I'm not Tarzan over here. So I just want, when I'm at this, like, this camp, at this resort, at this thing where it's like, no. You're paying to do this thing. You're going to be okay.
Yeah.
Like, that would be super awesome.
Yeah. So, like, underneath this whole thing is just pillows and mattresses.
Yeah, that's fine. Like, cool. Okay. Like, and they would almost have, like, a dial where, like, if I'm starting to slow down too much, like, because I'm just out of shape, they're like, all right, slow the collapse just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Slow it a little.
Slow the boulder.
Okay, looks like he's got his wind back. Crank it a little bit. Crank.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want, you know, as the rock falls away and you reach and you just get the fingertips on the, and then, like, again, now wife and child, like, oh God, he didn't make it. We're all alone. As I'm holding and, like, pull myself up and onto the ledge and be like, make some sort of terrible line about ordering a martini and off we go. Off we go.
Hey wife, get me a martini.
That's not what I meant.
Yeah, I'm
shit.
Hold on.
Sorry. Cobra Jones. Get me a martini. No, that's not.
Hold on. You're too young.
That's not. I don't. Let me try again. I don't like martini.
God, that's not even true.
And then my wife's like, God, I need a martini. Like, oh, that would have been way better.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm going to do this again.
All right.
You wait right here.
Reload this whole thing.
Reset.
And then they just crank the knob back. Like,
oh, that's cool.
Yes. So I want one of those, like, collapsing underneath me implosion runaway things.
That's cool, man. I would like to do that.
Yeah.
I thought of, see, you had a lot of specific things there. You had, like, vine swinging and, like, fingertip strength.
Yeah.
And cool jumping.
Yeah.
Like, I thought of specific different abilities. And that's my honorable mention for my number four right here. I will never use this, but I will, let me rephrase. I will hardly ever use this, but when I do, I'll look so effing cool. To be able to dive in through the driver's side window of an open driver's side window directly into the driver's seat.
Yeah. And then in the, like, driving position right away.
Oh yeah.
Not with your ass to the ceiling.
Exactly. Dive in legs first, land in the driver's seat, and you're ready to go. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, that would be really cool.
Just be like, hold on, let me get the door for you. Run, jump, shoo, and unlock it, and there you go.
Could you imagine your Uber comes to pick you up, and that's how you always enter the car, like, in his lap? He's like, God damn it!
They told me about you, the lap diver.
Where we go? Sorry, I can't do the dive in the back seat. It's only the driver's seat.
Sorry. The back seat window only goes down halfway.
I can't do that.
I'm a skinny dude. Well, that's skinny.
Can't do it. That's give me an action scenario where you're doing that. I want to know.
An action scenario.
Yeah.
Where? Sorry, now I think of the Uber. Like, I'm running away from a bunch of armed people chasing me, and then I dive into this heavily crowded street, and like I dive through. It's a hot day, so everyone's windows are down, and I dive through the one unlucky bastard's window that has it open. I kick him in the head, kind of like Saints Row Third. Saints Row the Third. He I kick him so hard, he jettisons out the passenger side. And as I land, I grab the passenger side door, pull it shut, throw him a $5 bill, say, "Thanks, bud," and I drive off.
Man, not only do you just seamlessly go through the driver's window, you do in the form of a Liu Kang-style yeah. Mortal Kombat kick as you reach into your pocket to sift through your wallet to get $5.
Oh, now I have $5 sewn into my jeans for just this occasion.
You're Velcroed to your pants for just such occasions. Wes, why do you have money Velcroed to the outside of your pants?
I hope you never find out.
It's like, hey, Wes, could you pay for my drink? No. But you have Velcro money on.
This is my emergency money.
This, I can't. No, I can't. I'm sorry. Let me get the Uber. No, let me get the Uber.
So there you go, man. That's how I'd use that.
Okay. All right.
It's my honorable mention, diving in the open driver's side window.
Okay. Well, actually, this works perfectly into my number three.
Oh.
Another classic action movie scene that we've seen a million times. But what's going to happen is, so in the scene that you just laid out, Wes is being chased by these goons, and you do your flying kick through the window. Guy goes out, "Thanks, bud. Here's $5. And Wes,
"Get yourself a hot dog."
And then Wes very slowly pulls away from the car, or in the car, whereas my number three kicks in, which is the high speed chase.
Yeah.
Where then all of a sudden I come, as you slowly pull away, I just gently open the door and push you to the side. Like, "I'll take it from here, Wes." And I give you a $1 bill that's Velcroed to my pants.
Good.
Then the goons get in their car, they fly behind us, and they're like, you know, all black SUV, of course, is what they generally drive. And then in our hotel resort area, now it is the high speed chase track.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in some sort of awesome sports car, and now we're doing like handbrake turns around the corner, weaving in and out of traffic. And I imagine this now. I imagine this, like, you know when they do like the old shooting range things where like they like the like almost like the cardboard cutouts pop up. Mm-hmm. And it's like one of them has the gun, and like one is the wife with the baby. Don't shoot that one. You know, mm-hmm. That's, I imagine it's. Is not necessarily a street and, you know, like market area full of real people moving around. It's that, like, it's a bunch of things on tracks sort of things where,
yeah,
like, you're diving in between. And so, like, if you hit someone, you're not actually killing anybody. You're,
yeah,
like, ah, whoops, kind of missed it a little bit there. All right.
Minus 10 points.
And then, like, a big, like, you know, trolley train comes through, and like you got to swerve around it, and like then the guys in that are pursuing you are on the other side of the train, and you can look through the windows and see them.
Mm-hmm.
So I,
the 18-wheeler comes by, and you have to, yeah, like drive underneath it,
and then like you nudge the SUV, and like they hit the trailer and the ramp, and they go flying off into the air. Like,
mm-hmm.
I love car chases, man. They're great.
Mm-hmm.
They're great, and I never get to drive, you know, aggressively, get to drive fast, pull the handbrake and slide around the curve. And, you know, of course we have that moment where we'll pull the handbrake and then we're driving backwards at the same speed or driving forwards.
Of course, you gotta have that moment.
And we haven't gotten any gun stuff yet, but what the hell, let's just throw it in right now. Wes, you're shooting guns out the front windshield as we're driving backwards.
Oh, yeah.
The bag. Oh, yeah, dude.
Come on now.
Like, that shit is awesome.
That is
awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not saying I'm going to be able to do this stuff on my way to work Monday through Friday. Okay? Mm-hmm. Like, that's, like, I got to make this yellow. Handbrake, spin, backwards, shooting at a bus.
Oh, Jesus, it's rush hour, Steve.
That's right, Wes. That's a good punchline. Keep that for later.
Okay.
It's rush hour. I like that. It's like,
better than your martini line.
I don't
earlier.
Even like, damn it, that's not good. Damn it. So I want that full experience of going pedal to the metal, aggressive driving action movie style. I want it. High speed chase.
Cool. It's a good one.
Yeah.
I like that. Well, that brings me to my number three. This, I think, would just be cool just to have this ability. That's why it's on my list. Most action heroes know how to instantly disarm anybody.
Yeah.
Someone pulls a gun on them. Disarmed. Someone pulls a knife on them. Disarmed. Any weapon. Disarmed. Like, that would be effing awesome.
Yeah.
Again, during this action hero weekend, that'd be so many times I could use that. It'd be so cool. But, like, I can just imagine myself just pissing all my friends off. Like, they're holding, like, a drink or something. They're like, hey, disarmed!
Now I have your drink.
Ha-ha! Or you're holding a little Cobra Jones. I'm like, hey, disarmed! Now I have your baby.
Oh.
I just think that'd be really cool.
Sir, if you could just sign your check. Ah, the pen is mine!
Oh, sir, that's so cool!
Despite the fact that I was giving you the pen.
Doesn't matter!
I have taken it from you.
Ha-ha!
Yeah, it would be good. Especially when you realize that you've stubbed your toe and your father is about to beat you with a lead pipe.
Disarmed!
Haha, bathtub. Disarmed!
You just have the faucet in your hand. Take that, bathtub. Oh, bathtub.
That's a sad bathtub.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Actually, I'm just to make a quick note of it, too, that this was my honorable mention. I don't think we'll have the same top two. But talking about disarming, you can't necessarily disarm someone when they are unarmed, unless you literally take their you disarm them. But
that was the next step.
One that was very similar to yours, that was very close on mine, was that classic movie thing where the guy throws the punch, and you just go, and you just catch the punch.
Yeah,
which is not. I mean, it's very, very close to a disarming of someone who is not technically armed. You know, like, that's probably the unarmed version of that. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, punch? Disarmed! Because I've caught it.
Yeah.
And then ideally, of course, the next thing, you just, like, rotate their hand backwards and, like, oh!
Oh, of course.
Yes, you put them in the submission move right away.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Especially when you bring in the big boss man from that one guy's list.
Yeah, big boss. The big boss man. That's right. Yeah,
that's right.
What if you could... Let's say you're at the bar at our weekend action hero getaway, and you're entertaining a lady, and now part of your package here is to have a guy come up and disarm him. What weapon do you think is the most impressive for your lady to disarm this guy of?
I think a gun would be the most impressive because
a handgun? Is
ooh,
it
a sniper rifle?
A bazooka? He's got 50 caliber sniper rifle.
I just think like a big old handgun, and a close quarters gun, like a handgun, I think would be very impressive. But you know, maybe a shotgun. I can kick it away from him, catch it in midair.
There we go.
That'd be cool. Or a sniper rifle. I just like slowly take it away from him with one hand. Like, dude, I'm right up in here. But no, like when I picture the handgun, just picture. For some reason, I don't know why, but I picture myself hitting his hand, like, doing a spin move, and then as I turn around, I have the gun pointed right back at him.
I was going to ask, what is the disarm? Because actually, what I think would be the cool, for you, for me, I'm putting the gun directly in between his eyes, like it's touching his forehead.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I would do, because I'm a dick about it.
Yeah, yeah.
But what I think would be really cool for you to do is the guy's pointing, this seems a little more West to me, is the guy's pointing the gun right at you, and you grab it, and within that one motion, you take the pistol apart. Like, you know, like, the top part slides all the way back, and you're like, so the guy's like, yeah, fuck you, man! You know what? You're like, whoosh, whoosh. And now the gun is in pieces on the ground.
Yeah.
His hand is still there holding nothing.
Oh, that would be awesome, too.
To me, that's a good, like, because you're not as aggressive as I. Like, to me, I'm like, cool, and I'll point at his face, and then I kill him.
Steve, this is supposed to be fake. How did a real bullet get in the gun?
I brought it from home.
Sorry.
I know that is against the rules, but isn't it awesome? You killed Gary!
Yeah, like, oh, we can't lie. It was pretty awesome, right, guys?
God damn. But, I mean, you're going to jail.
Yeah, sure. Thank God we have awesome insurance, but he's going to jail.
Can I get a martini?
No. God, you'll never get this right.
God damn it. Damn it.
That's my number three, instantly disarming somebody. This came to me, by the way, because I'm rewatching the show Galavant with a lady friend, and they had this bit on there where, so Galavant's in, he's tied up in a rope, and the person holding him has a sword, and like their hands are off camera, and Galavant's suddenly free with the sword, and the pirate holding him hostage suddenly has the rope. They're like, how'd you do that? Like, I'm a hero. Like, that'd be awesome to do.
All right. My number two, this, since we have done such a good job illustrating it this evening so far, there would be this ride slash this experience at our action hero for a weekend. And it's going to be like, can't think of a better name for it right now, which really lends what I'm doing right now. It is it's like the action hero line generator.
Oh, okay.
So you're gonna step into this room sort of deal, and there's gonna be, you know, this something like we just laid out right here, mm-hmm. where you know you disarm the guy, you break the gun in half, and then it's like the camera zoom in on you, and then you get to deliver the action hero line.
Yeah.
So whatever, you know, whatever the line is appropriate for the thing. So like there's that one. Then like the thing will reset, and all of a sudden, like, now you're in like a kung fu movie or whatever, and like you do like the chop to the neck, whatever, and the guy goes down, and you say whatever the line is for that. So like they basically put you through like a bunch of different scenarios back and back and back, like, and you say these action hero lines, you know.
Say you're in a bar and you incapacitate an opponent by some sort of steam vent, and then you look at the bartender and you're like, he'll take his martini dry. Just there you go, man. I'm giving it to you.
Yay. Yeah,
there you go.
So yeah,
and you're welcome.
You'd be able to set up, you know, different, like, you get to choose different things. Like, cool, give me bar, give me, you know, I want the guy with a pool stick, you know, like, or whatever. And like, cool. And then you can deliver the line, you know, whatever it is. And
asshole corner pocket, man. Yeah. I'm great.
There you go. Stuff. So, and then I would assume then you get like, of course you get like commemorative DVD of all your awesome lives. Of course you have to spend $29.99 to get it, but that's okay.
Oh, of course I would spend that $29.99.
You know what? The hotel's got to make some money too. All
right. That's right.
So
you just killed Gary. They have to send some money to the family.
That's right. So I want to, because I mean, there's so many. Like, I'll Be Back, obviously, is one of those, and like all of those Schwarzenegger, JCVD, Stallone lines, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Do you want simple lines like that, or do you want those punny lines?
You can do it however you want, man. It's okay. Up to you. It's your, you know, it's your world. You can do what you want. You're paying for the weekend. You do what you want.
Because I'll Be Back is an awesome line, but it's not punny. He's literally back in less than a minute.
That is true.
Yeah, the line could have been, I'm going to go get my truck. Like, that could be it.
Yeah, you can do whatever the hell you want. But the idea of doing those lines, because, I mean, now I'm completely blanking. What is it in True Lies when he shoots?
It's
like,
don't know.
He's like, you're fired. You know, whatever. And like, yeah. As like he shoots the missile off into the building, he blows up. You know, like, that kind of stuff. Like, to have those kind of things, like, it's just so fun. They're so corny and tacky and awesome and great.
Yeah.
So, to just be like, kind of like a rapid fire in all these different styles of action and whatever, just to deliver those lines would be awesome.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's my number two. I want the action line generator.
Coupled with the commemorative DVD.
Mm-hmm.
All right. My number two, it's, I think this would just be an awesome party trick. The ability to catch any thrown object thrown at you at high speeds.
Yes.
Like knives, axes, whatever.
Are you going bullets?
That's a superhero thing.
Agree.
Now, this is an Ace Ventura when nature calls type of situation.
Yep.
This is knives. Like, just be able to catch it by the handle, or if you're facing him with the two-handed on the blade.
Yep.
Just to catch anything. Like, the of course, the awesomest thing is to not even look at it and then catch it.
Oh, yeah.
As it's being thrown at you.
Yep.
It's just like, you go to parties and you're like, hey, man, throw this knife at me. Just trust me.
Take a shot. Throw this thing at me.
And yeah, man, that'd be so awesome just to have in real life, in action hero life.
Yeah.
I don't know how you could do that in your action land, but that would just be awesome.
You know what would do in action land?
What's that?
There would be like a gauntlet of shit that gets thrown. Like, it's like, great. And sir, if you want to go down to your right, right past the ballroom. On the left is the thrown object gauntlet, and please, by all means, you paid for it, have full access to it. And it's like 100 yards long, and there's like different corridors, and as you turn, like you look, and like, oh, cue ball from pool, like boom, caught it. And as you turn back, like dude's like throwing a dart. Then the next one, it's like a dude shoots a poison dart at you, it's like a blowgun. Oh, we're in the dart section. All right, just catching him. Then like a dinosaur does like acid spit. Caught it. Threw it back. Whatever, dude. Action movies. Do what you want.
But how would it be super slow? How would that work?
You know what? It's just when you go to my action land.
Are those things covered in Velcro and you're covered in the opposite end of Velcro?
Yes.
And no matter if you don't catch it, it'll at least stick to you.
When you're in fictional action land, you just get to do these things. That's because we're just talking about being able to do it for, you know, yeah, at least once in your life, man. Like, to go and, like, when you were talking about the knives, I imagine the dude from Crocodile Dundee with he's got the mohawk. Mm-hmm. So, like, dude throws a knife at you, you immediately catch it, and in one motion throw it back and throw it through his mohawk.
Yeah!
Like, that sort of thing. Just, like, as you go, various different things are being thrown to you, and just instantly catch, drop. Next one, fist, catch, flip. Totally flip the guy over. Just random. Oh, it's awesome, dude. Just running down this hallway like, cha, 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 and throw a knife, done, out.
You could totally be a shark about it till you go to a bar. I'll bet you $10 if you throw this cue ball at me with my back turned, I won't catch it.
Yeah.
Then, like, you make a killing.
Absolutely, man.
Yeah, there you go.
Awesome. That's excellent. I love it.
My number two. Catching thrown projectiles.
All right. We're at my number one.
Okay.
This is definitely my number one.
It's big. Okay.
This is big. This is the ballroom in my hotel / resort area. The name of the ballroom is the Berserker Slaughterhouse. The Berserker Slaughterhouse. I want you to think Kill Bill Volume 1, when the bride fights the crazy 88.
That is, of course, what most people thought of.
I want you to think of the raid in the hallway when he just goes through 15 dudes in various different ways. What the moment when your hero is standing over his love that was just wrongfully killed and just screams and loses his mind and just goes crazy, kind of like Wolverine-esque. We're not doing superhero, but like,
yeah,
that sort of feeling where there is insurmountable odds in front of you, just the amount of people, and it's where like you're punching dudes and they're flying through the air, and like as the fight goes, like smash, take a guy, like pile drive him, do this, you occasionally get like a hit to the face and just slowly turns your face as you reach back and backhand the dude through a wall.
Mm-hmm.
And then like 10 guys pile on you, and like they barrel off the back of you. Like, I want to have just like this room filled with essentially cannon fodder.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, where you just, like, you're jumping off of tables, and you're smashing dudes through tables, and you're, like, you flip off a wall, and, like, you just, it is a relentless beatdown of everyone around you. And it doesn't have to be a murder. You have to have a sword and, like, cut them in half, like Kill Bill.
You will murder all of them.
I'm going to do that. But you don't have to. It's up to you.
You're already going to jail.
Yeah, I've already killed basically everybody that works here. Just because those moments are so fantastic.
Yep.
in the right, like, very John Wick style, just boom, 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 dead, like, going through. There's so many dudes in this building. How could he possibly get out? And he finds a way out. So that's what I want. When I'm thinking action movie, I'm thinking one guy against the world and somehow gets it done.
Would you prefer hand-to-hand, weaponed combat, or gun combat?
What I'm looking for, I think, in my ideal, well, I will pay the premium while I'm there to go with multiple. Mm-hmm. I would pay for a lot of dudes in there.
Yeah,
and I would pay for various ways. Methods with them.
Ooh, various waves, even. Waves of men.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, I think I would first come in, and it would be unarmed sort of deal, and we would, I'd beat up, like, 25 dudes, like, yeah. Unarmed. And then the next wave would come in, and they would have, like, swords, whatever, and of course I would defeat one, and then take the sword and use it against the other dudes, and then, like, up on the top row, like, on the second story, all of a sudden, like, the curtain slides back, and there's a dude with, like, you know, like a minigun sort of thing. Like, oh shit! You know, like, and I'd be like diving around, and he'd be shooting his own dudes as he tries to get me, and somehow I get up the stairs, defeat him, and then through the front door, like another 100 dudes come through, and now I just have a minigun. Like, blah 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 blah. You know, about 250 dead.
Yeah. Jesus Christ, Steve.
Hey,
I never knew you had such murder in your heart.
I'm just saying, man. If I'm paying to go to essentially action camp, I am going deluxe. I'm not going to beat up two dudes and say a shitty line about martinis, okay? I'm going to mow down 100 dudes with a minigun.
Okay.
And then go drive a car super fast.
Sure. That's awesome, man.
So I'm going, that's why I call it the Berserker Slaughterhouse. Does that make sense now?
Yes, thank you for clearing that up.
Not a problem.
It's interesting. Your list were pretty much five different set pieces. Awesome set pieces that I'd love to be a part of. And it's interesting because I came at my list again through just different abilities I'd like to have. So my number one is probably my most broad ability that I'd like to have. I would like to just to be able to do parkour.
And these,
to be able to walk. I mean, you see those videos on YouTube, just people walking around. They just look so cool. Like, oh, I'm going to just like climb this building without using stairs or anything. Or we're going to do these crazy flips and stuff. That'd be awesome. And, of course, in the action movies, the smaller, lighter action heroes, like for kung fu films, they're flipping all over the place and climbing up buildings, jumping from thing to thing. And it's like, oh, my God, that'd be awesome. And, you know, Action Land, it'd be so easy to do. Just put you up on wires and have people, like, kind of guide you around like a marionette almost. And it's like, that'd just be so awesome, just to even be able to jump a fence and look cool.
Yeah, like to jump up and then put your feet like on the top of the fence right there. And now I'm also going to jump onto the fire escape right here.
Why not?
But you know, not even the lighter dude. Oh no, I guess he didn't really do much. Because when I think of parkour, I always think of the beginning of Skyfall. Not Skyfall.
Quantum of Solace.
No, Casino Royale.
But the parkour scene?
Yeah.
I will bet you it's Quantum of Solace.
No, because Quantum of Solace sucks assholes.
But the beginning is awesome.
No.
Remember the beginning? Is that when the hotel explodes?
Nah, it is the James Bond parkour scene.
How much do you want to bet?
I will bet you a 12-finger hand job from Stacy. I bet it is Casino Royale.
I bet it's Quantum of Solace.
All right, time out.
Looks like somebody's getting a 12-fingered hand job from
12-fingered Stacy.
That's right.
And actually, I think the punishment is...
Wait, oh no.
Oh no.
We bet the winner. The winner gets it. That's you, Steve.
No.
It's Casino Royale.
Casino.
Here she is.
No. That is right. Because never forget, ladies and gentlemen, Quantum of Solace has no redeeming qualities in it at all.
You're right. I'm sorry.
And actually, while we took a quick Zach Morris TV timeout to check that, you know, I was just realizing, Wes, you asked me earlier, it's like, oh man, are you worried about your daughter listening to these? I was like, wow, we are really flattering me to pretend that my daughter would want to listen to like 200 hours of her dad talking about superheroes, action movies, and chicks he wants to bang. She's going to deal with enough of my bullshit to go out of her way to listen to more of it.
Oh, especially, like, good Lord, if we're still doing this in 10, 15 years, my God. Like, for her to go back to the beginning?
Good Lord.
My God.
Good Lord. What's really going to be the problem I've now realized is going to be like, other, like, when she gets to high school and, like, other friends of her, like, not boyfriends, because she's not allowed to have those.
That's right.
But friends who are boys, like, oh, my God, your dad totally wanted to bone Jennifer Lawrence. She's like, shut up!
That old hag!
She's dead! I can't believe she thought she was hot! Oh, my God! So your dad makes a really good point about Hans Gruber in episode 90. You listen to 90 episodes of my dad talking?
Jesus. Did you hear their weird sex position podcast?
Man.
Whoa.
Oh, man. Good stuff. Cleveland Steamers. Am I right?
Yeah. The Nicaraguan crab sandwich.
Oh, God. That would be the worst.
That
if my daughter's like, Dad, tell me more about the Nicaraguan crab sandwich. You are grounded forever.
I'm just thinking back about all the podcasts we would not want her to listen to. Like the one about the best sexy scenes in movies.
No, that
didn't
happen.
That?
Nope.
We did. Yep. No. That's no. Podcast. That's why we outnumber.
No, that was best Pokemon scenes.
You're right.
That's what that was.
I forgot.
That's it.
Your number five was Charmander.
That's, oh man, erotic Charmander. All right, my number five. I want to break down doors, dude. Number four. I want the earth falling away as we're running to save our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, give me that high speed chase.
Oh yeah.
Right after Wes has thrown a Velcroed $5 bill at a dude.
Yep.
Number two, I want the action hero line generator. And number one, the Berserker Slaughterhouse.
Okay. My number five was being able to take a hit. My number four was to, kick down doors. My number three was to instantly disarm someone. My number two was to catch thrown projectiles. My number one was parkour, baby. That's all I need.
Parkour. Parkour. Mm-hmm. Guys, sorry about the hiatus. I was, bringing my daughter into the world via my wife.
Yeah, you sure did a lot of work for that, Steve.
Man. I am sore.
Cobra, come here.
Cobra,
come on.
Baby, Muffin, come on.
Come on.
Let's deafen you up so you can't listen to these podcasts.
Yep. Holly, could you calm down for a second? I'm calling our daughter.
She is at my beck and call. So, guys, I missed you. Sorry I was away. Hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving. Hope you're getting geared up for a great Christmas coming at you. By the way, Wes, one of the things I'm really, really looking forward to, not this year, but next year, start to buy toys, dude.
Yeah.
Start to buy toys.
For you to play with
That's
and for her to watch you play with.
Damn right. How it should always be.
So, guys, we want to hear what your top five action hero moves are, be they set pieces or just straight-up abilities.
Absolutely.
Let us know.
Because there is no shortage of awesome action things. But remember, no super powers on this one.
That's right. You can leave a comment here at oneofus.net. You can email us at 5playnet@gmail.com.
As always, I'm Steve.
I'm Wes.
That was 5.
And we're out!